all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Folks, back in the jail, the Boss Man Show. Here with Coach Wayne Brent of the Jackson State Tigers in Jackson, Mississippi, out of SWAC Conference. Coach Brent, what's up? How you doing? Good to talk to you, man.
And doing good. I'm great to be on. Glad you could have me. We trying to get back in the swing of things. You know, we missed the whole spring and we missed the entire summer. So we've had our guys back. This is our third week. So we really trying to cover some ground in the 3 weeks that we've had them.
Now, Coach, talk to me about March. I know it was my birthday, March 11th, when everything went down to NBA. And you was probably in Birmingham. So how was that for you and your guys when everything went down in Birmingham at the SWAC tournament and sending them home from spring break probably, them going all virtual? And how was that whole process, Coach, early in the spring here?
You're talking about a very disappointing ending. We had just played Alcorn the night before. We met in the team room. We were getting ready to board the bus, and then we kept getting calls that they were talking about shutting down a lot of the Power Five conferences. So what I did as a coach, I was kind of just moving around real slow because I felt deep down that they were getting ready to cancel everything. So we waited about an hour before we left. We finally boarded the bus. We take off. We get about maybe 5 minutes away from outside of Jackson. And then our AD called and told us to, you know, turn back around and bring the kids back. They had canceled the SWAC tournament. And you're talking about a disappointed group having to break that news to them, the season over with. And at that time, we didn't know that we would be at home that long. So it was a very bad thing that that happened.
Most definitely. And, you know, I'm pretty sure your academic advisor played a big role in your young men going from on campus to virtual learning. I know you have the Blackboard to see what they're doing, but they are out there on their own devices at home. So having to make sure they stay committed to their schoolwork while at home had to be the academic advisor and your assistant coaches had to play a big role, make sure the young men kept their grades up as well.
You know what? I thought our academic people did a really good job with them. I thought our academic coach Woodall and Miss Glass, I thought they did a really good job of reaching out to the kids, staying in touch with them. Because you're talking about trying to get a 18 to 23, 24-year-old to log in and do some work when he's at home. And even though he's not doing anything at home, he doesn't want to, log in and do any schoolwork. So to be able to keep track of those guys, and what I tried to do, I tried to call them, you know, one or two times a week just to check on them, just to make sure they were logging in, to make sure – just to give them some backup, because we knew eventually once we would get back into school and we didn't want our guys being ineligible.
Most definitely. And so, Coach, your guys, I know you're back on campus now. Are they half virtual or half in person? How's that been with them being back on campus for you these last 3 weeks there?
Right now we only have two sports on campus, men and women's basketball, and everything is online. So we don't have any face-to-face classes. All of them are online. So all of our guys are taking online classes.
Gotcha. Now, I know you're trying to get them back in some kind of shape because, you know, when you get the pandemic and the shutdown, you might not have a hoop where you're at. You might not be able to get out and run like you want to. So how did you manage the strength and conditioning portion of a piece of it, kind of keep guys quasi in shape, not where you have them start over from scratch right now since you had them back here since late August there?
But what we tried to do, because we missed the summer, in which the summer is the most important part for us, we tried to start off doing the same thing that we would have done during the summer, because even coming back now, we didn't want to go directly to the track like we normally would do, because we didn't know if the NCAA was going to push us back to January or what they were going to do. So we didn't want to burn guys out. That's a long time to start on the track now and try to have 6 months or 5 months of practice before you have a game in January. So what we did, we brought them in and started off slow with them and bringing in different groups. And what we tried to do is whatever we were going to do in June and July, we started doing that in August, just trying to weed guys back in and take our time with them just to kind of get, because, you know, injuries pop up when guys are not in shape. So we didn't want to go full force with them.
Most definitely. And, you know, like you said, Coach, you know, you throw a kid back to the fire 100%. You asking for a knee or a hamstring or something nagging all year long. So thank God, you know, you're taking the approach of building them up. Because I know some guys are going full bore already. And I'm thinking to myself, and not a great idea for young men that age who've been inactive for so long.
Right. And you, like I say, you got guys who didn't do anything in the spring. You're talking about March, April, May, June, July. And then here we are, come back in August, and then now you want me to dive for a loose ball and you want me to take a charge. And it's just not going to happen like that.
You got that right. And now for you now, recruiting-wise, I know the recruiting budget probably was looking good because you had Zoom now. So how was the recruiting via Zoom and showing virtual tools of the campus? And is that something you'll keep going forward using the Zoom? I know you're going to see people face-to-face as well, but will Zoom be a part of your recruiting process going forward?
You know, I hope not. We're going to have a bunch of transfers in Division One because you don't get to know the kid. You don't know who yet. You just, you know, you're talking to him on the phone. You don't get a chance to sit down with him. You don't get a chance to sit down with the family. You basically just recruiting them off of your cell phone, off of your iPad or whatever you have. So, I'm ready to get back out and go sit down with the kids so I can get a better feel. You know, our staff did a great job with what we had with the Zoom, with the cell phone. So we did a great job of bringing guys in. So the talent wasn't a question. The question was, what kind of kid do we have outside of basketball? We don't know the kid well like that. So just a little bit of things that you can pick up by going to the high school or going to the junior college, kind of getting a little bit better feel for really, really getting to know the kid.
Most definitely, because I said, at least if you build with somebody face-to-face, it's like so much different than you do it over the phone. And I know for me, the radio show is good to see you guys now without having to do it over the phone, but when you're trying to recruit somebody, you know, for real, it's a little bit different than on the radio side for me.
It's a totally different feeling, and I get it. You know, we were in a situation that's what we had to do, so we made do, but it's a totally different feeling.
I hear that, the coach. Now, I also want to talk to you about non-conference schedule. You know, coach, you know, being in Atlanta here, you know, I've saw some contracts that schools here have. You know, some of them, if you have Cal fans, it's this number, or if we don't have fans, it's this number. And right. I know for being an HBCU graduate, T.A. Tennessee State University, you need every dime. Football, right. Men's basketball, women's basketball are the fundraising money for all these schools. And if you don't have, if you don't have a non-conference schedule like you want to, and they push it in the back after Thanksgiving, it's going to hurt the school's budget, because I know from being an HBCU graduate that money funds everything, you know, for the non-revenue sports. So how's it been with you and the school and the administration trying to make this contract stick and dealing with legal to make sure you're not getting these COVID clauses all up and down your contracts, man? Because I know those are tricky at best.
Like that's the toughest thing, because we all know that whenever you say COVID, you know, anybody can get out anything. If a kid want to transfer, all they got to do is speak to COVID. If, you know, you want a contract canceled, all you got to do is put it on COVID. So that's a big thing, and that's a touchy situation, because once you apply that COVID to it, there's really nothing you can do. You just got to try to figure out, can we move this contract to next year? Can we make do with what we have right now? Can we spend the least amount of money and just make it through the season till we can get back to where we used to be, you know, in the past?
Now, for you guys being Jackson, you have some options to go play some schools, Power Five, and make some money, really on a bus if possible. So if you all looked at maybe trying to get some games with the Power Fives in your area or close to your area that you can just bus there and not have to get on a plane per se and just have to sit there, because I know, like you was talking about off the air, like you sit in the airport for hours, and, you know, that's right. COVID central right there. You know, you haven't been there. So if you guys trying to find ways around this, trying to find games if you don't get to play right in November there, because I know it's tricky for sure.
Yeah, we still been reaching out to local teams or teams in the area. Like right now, we got three guaranteed games that we know we want to keep. That's we go to Mississippi State, we go to Louisiana Monroe, we go to Louisiana Tech. Those are the three games that we really want to keep, because that's a game day trip that where we don't need the airport, we don't need hotels unless we just choose to stay in a hotel. But we could ride over there, play, and then come back. I think the thing that we're waiting on this November 25th date that the NCAA is supposed to be voting on. If that's going to be the start, then we know that some teams, maybe like a LSU or Tulane, they may get some of their games dropped, and then they may look for local teams to come in. So that's going to be another option for us, where we got teams like a Northern Iowa, Kansas State, or Iowa State. If we miss those games and we can replace them with going to Tulane just for this year, and that's something that we're looking at that just to try to see if we can make that work.
Coach, how happy were you that Mississippi Legislature actually took down the flag? Man, I know this was a big thing early in the summer here. A lot of coaches came to Jackson there to get that done. And how was it to see that the vote on bringing that flag down and making your young men and young women complain about Mississippi feel better about that, having that flag flying above their head there?
You know, it's always good to see change. And, you know, the flag was something that was always brought up in Mississippi, is something that people always talk about. So to see so many coaches use that platform and come together, whether black or white, whether Ole Miss, Mississippi State, whether Mississippi Valley, Alcorn, or Jackson State, just all the schools in Mississippi coming together with the same cause. And for our athletes, you know, just to be able to sit down and talk with them and get them to understand what the flag actually means, or what people have gone through in the past, and just coming up with a flag that everybody in the state of Mississippi can be proud of.
And coach, I know with the whole social justice and unrest in the country, with the pandemic and then the killings of unarmed black people, how did you approach that with your team? You know, you're an HBCU coach, and most of your players will be black. So how did you approach that with your young men over Zoom this season to make them understand the gravity of what goes on? That once you take off your jersey, you just Jerron or Antoine, whoever. You're just a person. You know, like you're Wayne, I'm JR. We take off our Jackson State or my Atlanta Hawks gear. So how'd you break that point to those young men? You have to be very vigilant and you have to move a little bit different, unfortunately, in our country, even in 2020.
No, the thing that we try to talk to our guys about, and we talk to them all the time, you know, unfortunately, you're going to come into some situations, and all policemen, all law enforcement guys are not bad, but you got your few out there who take it to the extreme. But we talk to our guys about trying to do the right thing, trying to comply when they ask you for your license, make sure you give it to them, make sure you don't say anything back to them. And, I mean, we tell our guys all the time, you'd rather go to jail for a weekend then they get shot and killed, you know, and your life is over. So some of the things you can't control, but the things that you can control, try to control them and just try to do the best you can and try to do what's right. And hopefully at the end of the day, then everything will work out.
And Coach, you've been pushing, I know a lot of coaches have told me about it, pushing their guys to register to vote this time around because voting is so important right now. So I have talked to young men about getting involved in the civic process, being civically engaged and getting in the voting process because we've learned now that local elections matter, state elections matter, most not just the federal, but local state affects you every day. I know here in Georgia, you know, I see that we had another governor, we wouldn't have what we have right now. So I can know right. So it's like, you know, how are you talking about men about who you elect locally and statewide affects you more so than what happens at the federal level, sitting in the House up there and the president?
I think you just kind of talk to those guys each and every day. And it doesn't have to be doing basketball practice. You know, even when you're just talking to a guy, just shooting a bull when you're getting out of a weight room, you know, sometimes you just throw it up and make, you know, jokes out of it. But, man, you got to make sure you go and vote. And then a lot of kids don't know why. You know, some of them, you have to educate and you have to talk to them about why it's important to vote, because some of them feel like it's a waste of time, or some of them feel like even if they vote, then it's not going to change anything. So that's the mindset. You got to constantly, you know, be talking to them about just getting out voting and understanding what people went through to give us opportunity to vote.
Most definitely. And that's what I got for you, Coach. This, who is some coaches and people in the business and who's really helped mold you as a man and make you become a coach you are today? Because I love to hear people who really inspired you to get into coaching and how you decided to get into this business. Because I know when you're a coach, you affect so many people's lives for a lifetime. So who helped you get in this business and who inspired you to want to be a coach?
You know, I think the people that inspired me were the people that I could touch. And when I say that, my middle school coach, Coach Jesse Sutton, he coached at Blackburn Middle School. And I knew then that was something that I wanted to be in athletics. And then I went on from Blackburn to Provine High School, where I played for Grady Dawson. And those were the two that I really could touch. You know, you always had the John Thompson, the Nolan Richardson, who you see on TV, but sometimes you're not able to directly touch those people. So from afar, yes, they are role models, but the ones that really touch your life are the middle school coach and the high school coach, are the coaches that coach you at the boys club, the girls club, or somewhere down the line, or even on AAU teams, that have an impact on your life. And those were the guys that really had an impact on me, was the boys club from first grade on up, and then going to Blackburn and going to Provine High School. Those were the guys who really played a major role in me wanting to be a coach.
Coach Brent, it's been great to catch up with you for the first time on the show, man. We got to do this again down the road. I enjoyed it, Coach. And best of luck to you and your team. And I'll be watching you guys really close, man, this year.
All right. Appreciate you having me.
And for the entire floor, that's Wayne Brent on the Boss Man Show.
DJ JT.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh. Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby, 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.